questions?
Or maybe not. Call to order the regular meeting of the Idaho Water District Board of Directors on December 16th, 6 p.m. Before we do roll call, we have some matters of business to get done. We need to swear in myself and Jessica Prefer. So I'm going to take a little bit of privilege and get sworn in first. I'll do my best.
Never done this
before. Yeah, you raise your hand.
Please raise your right hand. Mm-hmm. I, Charles Shelley.
I, Charles Shelley.
Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I, Charles Shelley, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies.
And the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Are you okay?
Sure.
Oh, thank you.
Now that I'm, officially in.
Can you face?
Well, this is awkward. You're behind me.
Well, just for the picture. I'll,
just for the picture?
Raise your right hand, please. Yeah. I, Jessica Prefer, do solemnly swear or affirm.
I, Jessica Prefer, do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Now we'll have roll call. Mr. Olson.
I am here.
Mr. Davis.
Here.
Mrs. Prefer. And myself. All accounted for. Excellent. Public comments. Are there any public comments tonight? Mr. Hunt.
I would just like to congratulate Jessica Prefer on your overwhelming victory. I think that voters gave you a clear message that we want a little change on the board. So hopefully you can start off the new year as president when you guys switch over, because I think the voters want some change.
I will do my best.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? No? Okay. We'll move into our agenda items. First is the consent calendar. Mr. Olson, any comments on the minutes?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Mrs. Prefer?
No.
Mr. Olson, anything on the financials?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Mrs. Prefer?
No.
Anything on the operations, Mr. Olson?
10% water loss. 10% or lower is good.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for me.
Thank you. Mr. Davis?
My same comment.
And Mr. Olson? Mrs. Prefer?
That's okay. I don't have any comments.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, same comment on the water loss of 10%. I know we did a lot of additional flushing, and you said that at the last meeting that you expected it might be higher. It went from 8 to 10, so that might have been just from the flushing, which is great.
Yeah.
Also noticed that we have a number that was not static for the production, so I think it's being measured a little bit more accurately, so I appreciate that. I'll entertain any public comments on the consent calendar.
Department of Transportation is now using water to clean the streets instead of street sweeping. And I just wonder, are they metering that water or where they're getting it? Because it seems like an awful waste.
We spoke with them, and depending on how much and where they're working, we told them that we will put a meter on if they're going to be using excessive amounts. So they're going to keep a log of how much water they're taking each day and give it to Brian so we can keep track of how much water is being used.
Okay, because I know in Pinecrest, you know, it's been like street sweeping maybe twice a year. Now we've got it twice in a month. With water.
Yeah, I don't know their schedule and how often they're going to be doing it, but they did let us know that they will let us know when they're going to do it and how much water they take.
Okay, thank you.
They did also ask if it was okay to use the water from the hydrants, so they're staying in contact with us.
Thanks.
Yes?
I live on the corner of Lower Pinecrest and Riverside County Playground Road. So even though my address is on Pinecrest, in the past, we've lived there 40 years. So when they flush the hydrants, we get a lot of manganese and like a lot of residue in our water. Is there any way to get notice ahead of time so that we don't try to wash white clothing? Because it's been so dry, my humidifiers are just full of manganese residue.
Well, when they're flushing, what happens is the lines get scoured. It stirs those lines up, and whatever may be attached to the inner lining of the pipes, whether it's iron, manganese, it's most likely rust that occurs in those pipes. So it scours that, and that's another part of flushing these lines is to help clean them out. We can try and give notice to the neighbors.
I just thought that would be, to know when you're going to do the flushing so we can
okay.
Prepare.
Yeah, we can send out notices or possible emails.
Yeah.
If I could make a suggestion on that to save money, maybe just go and put the schedule on your website. And then you can put out one announcement in the paper that's to go and to be posted on there. And then anyone that is interested, they can call up on there instead of costing them.
Okay, yeah, we can absolutely do that.
Yeah, website will be.
Any other public comments? No? I entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
Is there a second?
Second, now.
Okay, we have a first and a second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0. General Manager's report.
Okay, I'm gonna start off with the staff operations report. We had a service line repair that was done on Rainbow. We've had two clay valves that needed to be rehabbed. Those were done. We're down to having one more clay valve that needs to be repaired. That'll be done on Friday. Then we'll be done with this project for the next probably 5 to 7 years. So our whole system's been gone through, except for the last one that they're gonna do on Friday. We rehabbed the Foster Lake tank number 3. There was a couple of leaks found. The company that did all the repairs came up, they fixed it, resealed it. That tank is now online and in service. The State Water Resource Control Board noticed that on our last, the 2023 CCNR, there was some wording errors, mistakes that had to be corrected. We went ahead, worked with the Water Board, made those corrections, and reposted them on for that 2023 CCNR. There was no violations due to those errors. Right now, we're actively working on the back road to Foster Lake. That's been washed out. Keith Smith is continuing to work on that project. I'll have some photos of that. We put another extension to the culvert so that we can widen out that road and prevent some of the washout. And we're continuing to work on the flushing for the distribution system. And that's going extremely well. We'll be doing this probably through the end of the month into the new year. So we will start posting where we're going to be and possibly how much longer and what areas have to get done. We're still waiting for parts to repair the South Ridge booster pumps. So we're waiting on parts for that. We're waiting on the generator for this building. And that's it for that report. The GM's report. Hosni and I have been met with Dudek and the grant funding team. They wrote up a proposal for us to go over. We went over the scope of work. So that they can start applying for grants on our behalf for the sewer project. The Zoom meeting went very well. They explained everything that they're going to do on our behalf. They gave us the proposal for $21,000, and that they have we signed off on it, and they're going to start that application process. Which is going to be time consuming, but we're getting that ball rolling. So
9 months to 1 year.
Yeah, it's about a year. I had a Zoom meeting with Matthew Swaney. He's from West Tech. Their services, they provide portable equipment. So when we get into the sewer project, and if there's anything that we may need as far as transitioning from the old sewer plant to the new, they would be a resource that we would use in case we need any technical equipment to make that transition. So I'm working with him. He'll be in the bidding process when we get ready to move forward with the from 30% to 100%. Design on the sewer project. So he'll be working with us. Again, the road work there in the back of Foster Lake, we're working on that 40-inch culvert that's been extended 20 feet, so that's installed. The CEQA for Strawberry Creek, we're still waiting on our 30-day wait period for the CEQA to be completed. We, to my knowledge, no one's protested against it. Should be completed by the end of this month. Also, we should have 100% design by the end of the month. And I had a conference meeting with the engineers for Strawberry Creek, and they're on schedule to complete that project. So we should be on schedule to go to construction by spring. And that's all I have. I have pictures I can show you. So that's the culvert. We had to install this so that the road could be widened out up top there. This is the inlet going into the lake. This is part of the road that's been widened out in the back. Before we couldn't even get a small truck through there. So it's much wider now. They're going to make it wider. This is the weir again. They've dug out more dirt around that weir, front and back. We're going to be taking more dirt out towards the very rear of the inlet. There's a lot of Edison lines back there. We had to have Edison come out and mark those lines. They're about 8 feet deep, so we needed to know how deep we could dig down before we hit those. So they're going to be in the process of clearing out that wash to prepare for any major flow coming into the lake.
It's really good work to do.
Yeah, this was part of the construction project. We got to go in. They're working on my residence.
Any other pictures?
No, that's it.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Mr. Olson, any questions?
Nope.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Mrs. Prefer?
No.
Okay. Any public questions about the manager's report? No? Excellent. All right, we'll move on to discussion item number 3, Butterfield offer to purchase land. The board will discuss the offer presented from Mr. Butterfield about purchasing our land located by well number 23. I believe they have a representative here. Did you want to make any presentation?
I just wanted to, I'm Shane Stewart. I'm here on behalf of Idlewild Realty and the broker involved in this. Again, it is for just shy of 15,000 square foot of the 25,000 plus square foot parcel. Via lot line adjustment, and it's all been laid out pretty straightforward in the offer. There's no commissions being charged to Idlewild Water as a result of the transaction, and it is just, again, it could be 3 months, it could be a year before that process would be completed and the sale would be commenced once the county approves the lot line adjustment.
Okay.
So,
anything else?
Straightforward.
Okay. Mr. Olson, any questions?
It would not impact our water rights, correct?
No, it would not impact the water rights. You still maintain the well, you still maintain the water rights, and the access to the well. So your Idlewild Water is maintaining a little over 10,000 plus square feet, which the requirement is 9,000 by the surveyor's office to maintain the lot. So you'll have over the 9,000 and all the rights to it.
Okay.
No further questions?
Mr. Davis?
No.
Mrs. Prefer?
No.
I had a couple. What do you propose to do with that part?